How many know that God is not sick? God is not poor? God is not going to have a nervous breakdown? A third of the angels and Lucifer rebelled in heaven. Did God have a nervous breakdown?
Nope.
He didn't have a nervous breakdown. He just cast Satan out. The Bible said that we're going to cast out devils.
Amen.
He cast them out. And a third of the angels fell with him. Now Satan is angry because he wanted to exalt his throne above the stars of God. He wasn't talking about the planet. It was talking about believers. How many know you're God's stars?
Amen.
You are God's stars. So I have these withered leaves here. I took them from my backyard because something is happening in nature. Even nature is crying out. Nature is in pain. Even nature wanted to be delivered from the pain that is in the world. So how does it read in Job 1:12, Kevin?
Job 1:12.
Job
says the vine is dried up.
The vine is dried up. Go ahead.
The fig tree wilts. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered. Because joy.
Wait, because what?
Because joy.
What's happening?
Because joy.
Joy. What's the reason for everything withering? What's the reason for the economy withering? Because you've lost the joy.
Amen.
Why was Hezekiah told by Isaiah the prophet, set your house in order? That means you're going to die. Set your house in order. Make sure your insurance is paid up.
Amen.
What we don't understand is the Lord gives us an insurance policy to live. People get an insurance policy to die, but we have an insurance policy to live. Our insurance goes beyond the grave.
Amen.
Goes beyond the grave. So Hezekiah, I'm not preaching yet. I'm going to prophesy a little bit. Set your house in order. All right?
Amen.
Why? Because he lost his joy. But after he said, Lord, remember me. After he said, Lord, remember me, he got God's attention.
Amen.
He got God's attention. He cried out to the Lord, remember me.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of people don't know how to pray. I lost some from last week where I said, God doesn't listen to vain repetition.
Amen.
When you pray where you're hurting.
Sure enough.
You pray where the hurt is.
Amen.
Amen. You don't go to the hospital and the doctor said, why are you here? Well, I don't know. You go because you have a pain somewhere.
Amen.
And you tell them where that pain is.
Amen.
If you don't know where the pain is, how is he going to help you? You got to let the Lord know where the pain is.
Amen.
That's praying.
Yes.
That's why the Lord said, if you put the kingdom of God first, all of these other things will be added unto you. But he said, when you pray, do not use vain repetition.
Amen.
Keep praying the same prayer over and over and over again. That's not praying. When you pray to the Lord, you let him know where the hurt is. And you say, amen. You tell them where the hurt is. When you were small, you had to tell daddy and mama where the hurt was.
Amen.
I hurt myself. Where? And you had to tell them where you hurt yourself.
Yes.
That's the same thing with the Lord. He wants to know where you hurt.
Lord, yes.
I wish somebody would say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So that's why we have to learn. We're learning how to pray.
Amen.
Our Father. Everyone say our Father.
Our
Father. See, he's our Father. Say amen.
Amen.
And when you cry out to daddy, when you cry out to daddy, he hears your prayer.
Amen.
So we got a lot tonight that's going to take place, a lot that's going to go on. So what happened in Joel 1 and 12? What did it say?
The vine is dried up, the fig tree, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree, the apple tree, even all the trees of the field. They are withered because joy is withered away from the sons of men.
Go to Psalms now, the first chapter. Now let's read there, starting with the first verse. Now let's see what the psalmist David says. I'm not prophesying yet. I'm just warming you up for for prophetic. We're just opening ourselves up for a revelation from God. That's why it says man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. All right? You know what bread is? Revelation. The breaking of the bread. Jesus had to break the bread for communion. He had to break the bread to feed the multitude. So the break, we're going to break some bread here tonight to get a revelation. And you say, amen, we're going to break the word of God to get understanding. You can't live by bread alone. You need a revelation, all right? You can't live by just a few words out of this Bible. You need the revelation. And no man can come unto the Lord except the Spirit of God draws him. It has to be a work of the Holy Spirit. So what does it say in Psalms 1?
Blessed is the man.
Oh, everybody say happy.
Happy.
That's what the word blessed means. It means happy. That's the only ones that God can reveal truth to are people that are happy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'll tell you that again. You got to have joy in your life. And that's what happened with Hezekiah. He needed the joy restored because he lost the joy of the Lord. And that's why Isaiah said, set your house in order. He lost his joy of serving God.
Amen.
So what happened, Kevin? Blessed?
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Yeah. You know what ungodly is? When you tie your shoes, to get your shoes off, you got to untie them. Say untie.
Untie.
So there are ungodly. Those that are people that once knew the Lord, but now they're ungodly.
Amen.
Hello? Those are people that once knew the Lord. You got to tie your shoes, but to get them off, you untie them. So the Bible talks about the ungodly. Say that again. Read that again.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
In the counsel of the ungodly. The only reason why Satan said that Job is serving you is because he's blessed. You see, Satan was ungodly. He once was God. He once was the closest to the throne of God. He was the covering angel with praise. That's why Satan don't like you to praise the Lord, because when you praise the Lord, it opens you up. You get close to God. He was the covering angel. He was an archangel.
Amen.
So that's why he hates praise. He don't care if you worship. What he worries about is when you worship the Lord. And if you don't praise him, Jesus said the stones are going to cry out.
Amen.
The stones are going to praise him. Amen. I'm not going to let any stone take my blessing, because I'm a lively stone. Everybody say, we're lively stones.
Lively stones.
Because we're a spiritual house. I said, we are a spiritual house. We are lively stones. And if you don't praise me, the stones are going to cry out. But I'm a lively stone. That's the difference. Can you say amen? Some people don't know what they're praising the Lord about. They don't know what they're shouting about. They don't know why they're even shouting. But we know why we're shouting. We know why we're praising the Lord. Because the walls of Jericho are going to come down.
Amen.
Going to enter into the promises of God. That's why we're shouting.
Amen.
So what else does it say?
Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
Oh, wait a minute. He said, bless the Lord. He didn't say, oh, my spirit. He said, my soul. You see, if you don't have the right attitude, you're not going to receive anything from God. He didn't say, bless the Lord, oh my spirit. We're singing, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Your soul has to do with your attitude. Hello? Your soul has to do with attitude. He didn't say, bless the Lord, oh my spirit. Jesus, but 3 John 1 and 2, it says, above all things, that you may prosper, be in health as your what? Your soul prospers. Didn't say as your spirit prospers. Hello? Soul is attitude. When you have the right attitude in life, you're going to prosper. And you're going to be in health. I said, You're going to prosper and you're going to be in health when you have the right attitude. That's why a lot of people are sick, because they don't have the right attitude in life. So tonight we're giving an attitude adjustment. Hello? We're going to give you an attitude adjustment tonight. We're going to give it to you by God's word. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Okay? And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Now listen, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Everybody wants benefits today. We need benefits. And David said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and don't forget all his benefits. Spiritually, physically, and financially. A lot of people have benefits, but they're missing the benefit of a change in their spirit. Amen.